G'day, and welcome to the Fasting Highway podcast, the podcast that's all about intermittent fasting. I'm your host, Graham Curry from Perth, Australia. I lost 60 kilograms or 132 pounds living an intermittent fasting lifestyle and have successfully maintained that weight loss. I'm also the author of the Amazon category best-selling book, The Fasting Highway, which will give you a great insight into what it's actually like to live it day to day, how to get started, what it's about, what are some of the health benefits that come from it, and how to turn it into a successful long-term lifestyle. In this series of podcasts, you'll be hearing from people from all over the world, from the beginners to the experienced and those that are on the journey. You'll also be hearing from some leaders in the intermittent fasting community, and you'll also be hearing from some past guests as we recheck in to see how they've been going. And thank you for joining us here on the Fasting Highway. Enjoy the show. G'day, and welcome to the Fasting Highway podcast, and this is episode 203, brought to you by our Patreon members community. Without the support of our patrons, we simply couldn't bring you this podcast each and every week, commercial free. If you come and join the Patreon community and help to support the podcast and the work the Fasting Highway does in the intermittent fasting community, you get some really great benefits back in return, including two Zoom accountability meetings each month in the Northern and Southern Hemisphere. You also get early access podcasts, bonus discussion topics with some exciting guests and leaders in the intermittent fasting community. So go and have a look at the link in the show notes there at www.patreon.com/thefastinghighway, and you can join our Patreon community and start getting some accountability into your intermittent fasting lifestyle. Okay, folks, I'm really happy today to be talking to Marianne Leese. Marianne Leese, a.k.a. Fifi de Fufi, as she's known in the Fasting Highway Facebook group, is one of our amazing moderators. And Marianne's coming on today to talk about all things alternate day fasting, or ADF, which is known in the community. And some people struggle with alternate day fasting, and some people find it wonderful. So we're here today to talk about a few trials and tribulations that people have with ADF, but also the benefits that Marianne has got. And she's had an amazing journey with it and such an incredible transformation, as those who know her would know. Okay, folks, so let's get Marianne to have a discussion now on alternate day fasting, and welcome. Oh, g'day, Marianne, and welcome to this chat we're going to have today about alternate day fasting. Been a while since you've been on the podcast. I mean, originally back in episode 36, the other episode escapes me at the moment. How you been?
Good. Very good, Graham. Thank you. And thanks for asking me to do this podcast again. I'm really looking forward to it.
No problem.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you as always. And I know that, you know, you're a very popular member of our Fasting Highway Facebook group, known as Fifi de Fufi, and also one of our lovely moderators that makes such a difference in my life. Without our moderators, we simply couldn't run that group. And that's the truth. But, you know, we're going to talk about alternate day fasting today. Before we do that, we might just catch up with you and see how your alternate day fasting lifestyle has been going over the past sort of year or so. And what have you been up to?
I'm still doing ADF. I still love ADF. I'm not quite as strict with my ADF as I was, say, the first year. There I was really very, very strict. But I still definitely consider myself an ADFer.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. Well, let's get into ADF now. And I know a lot of people ask me about ADF, and I thought, who better to get on here and talk about it? Someone that's got vast experience. And your transformation, seriously, has been one of the best transformations I think I have ever seen of anybody in any fasting group anywhere. Just for the listeners out there, just tell us briefly, how much weight have you lost with alternate day fasting, Marianne?
I've lost 130 pounds.
So 60 kilos, yeah.
And that's 60 kilos, that's right.
How long did it take you to lose the 60 kilos, just from memory?
It didn't take me all that long. I was very, very fortunate, but I have to say again, I was so strict. The first 11 months, the first year I was laser focused. And I think that really helped me in the weight loss. So I was pretty much at the weight I am now after 10, 11 months.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been maintaining now? 2 or 3 years?
I've been maintaining now for 3 years, pretty much exactly 3 years.
Wow. And that's the real qualification of all of this, whether you do alternate day fasting, OMAD, whatever it may be. For me, it was about, okay, you got the weight off. And then it was about, how am I going to keep the weight off? And when you do, when you use those tools of fasting, it really is great, I feel. But let's just break down ADF for a minute. The first question, and we've got to understand a lot of people listening to this are beginners and they're new to this. So some of these questions may seem basic, but they're important. So let's start with, what is ADF?
Okay, ADF is the abbreviation for alternate day fasting. And basically what it means is you eat one day and you don't eat the next. But there are variations of that, which allow for, you know, other ways of doing ADF. I guess I'll get into that now a little bit, the variations of ADF. So there's what I call true ADF. That's what I do. And that is literally when you don't eat one day and you eat the next. So what it means is that in all practicality, you are not eating for two nights. So you'll go, say, if I started my fast Sunday evening at 7 p.m., I would go until not only Monday, 7 p.m., but up until Tuesday morning. So it would mean that I'm fasting for 36 to 42 hours. That would be true ADF. I'm only consuming beverages like black coffee, black tea, green tea, and water.
Okay.
Then there's a modified version of that, which enables you to eat on your down day 500 calories. I think technically this breaks the fast. So if you're interested in autophagy, I'm not quite sure if that's going to be very helpful for you. But certainly, as far as the studies are concerned, it is almost equivalent to true ADF as far as weight loss is concerned. Yeah. So if you need that crutch, it's a way of possibly doing ADF. I don't like it because once I start to eat, I like to eat a little bit more. 500 calories just seems too restrictive to me. But everybody's different, right?
Yeah.
Then you have the 5-2. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, you go ahead. We have the 5-2. That's the sort of Michael Mosley thing that he talked about?
That's right. That's the 5-2 diet. So you're eating, in quotation marks, normally for 5 days and fasting for two. So fasting for two 36 to 42 hour periods twice a week. And the rest of the time, quote unquote, quotation marks, you eat normally.
Yeah. And then it's a 4-3 and 3-4. And I guess you could do all sorts of versions of it if you wanted to. But let's also talk about this now. Is there anyone out there that shouldn't be doing alternate day fasting or shouldn't consider it if they have a medical problem?
I think anybody who has any kind of health issue needs to speak to their doctor first. And also, if you've had eating disorders in the past, ADF is not something that's recommended. But certainly with any kind of health conditions, it would be appropriate to talk to your doctor first. Yeah.
You know, I hear people in the groups or read, where they say, I've just fasted for 42 hours, but I've had a 500 calorie meal in the middle of it. So for me, technically it breaks that fast. So really that's only two 21 hour fasts. It's not one 42 hour fast. So it's important for people that do the 500 calorie option to remember that does break the fasting period, doesn't it?
I think it does break the fasting period. So it would also interrupt, I would imagine, the autophagy. But again, for pure weight loss reasons, if it works for you, I don't think there's personally anything wrong with doing the 500 calorie on a down day.
Yep. Okay. So I'm a person that just thinking about doing ADF, and I know you ripped into it straight from the start because that's what you wanted to do. And you've had an amazing journey with this, I've got to say. And I said to you before this podcast, one of the most amazing transformations I've ever seen in any fasting group anywhere. And you're so healthy and vibrant, and I know how much this has changed your life. And I'll ask you that in a minute. But with ADF and the hybrid 500 calorie, what sort of typical meal would that be? Like a couple of eggs and a bit of bacon or something? Or what would it be?
Exactly. You can do a lot with 500 calories. Just what you said, say three eggs, and some vegetables, maybe some yogurt with some berries. That's 500 calories. A nice piece of salmon, 500 calories with some broccoli. There's a lot you can do with 500 calories. And I think that it's very important to look at the nutrition too when you're doing ADF.
Yeah, see, I feel if I was to do it and I did a 21-hour fast and I only had 500 calories and I started another 21-hour fast back to back thinking I was doing a 42-hour fast, I would find that very difficult because I would think that more food was coming because that 500 calories hadn't satiated me and I wasn't satisfied like we do with fasting, eating to that feeling of feeling satisfied. So is that a problem some people face where they have the 500 calorie and then they really white knuckle through the rest of it?
That's how it would be for me. I've only broken my fast once, and that's when I wasn't feeling 100%. I was really feeling hungry, and that's only happened to me once, my entire journey. And I had a can of sardines, and I was fine after that. But certainly, I can relate to what you've just said because once I start, it's not that I can't stop. That's not it. But, 500 calories just doesn't seem on a down day enough for me.
Yeah. Speaking of down days, let's break that down now. The style that you do up, down, up, day, down, day. Let's just explain what that is and the benefits of doing that and how it works for you in terms of just lifestyle, like living life.
Okay. Up day, down day. So I do it a little bit differently than what's typically recommended. And that is on an up day, I eat two, maybe three meals a day. I try not to snack, but once in a while I will take a piece of cheese or something in between. Typically, what's recommended is that you eat two meals and you space them at least 6 hours apart. I'm not quite that strict with myself. I never have been from the get-go. Typically, on an up day, I will have my breakfast at 10, 11 in the morning, sometimes a little bit earlier, depending on my day. And then I'll have something maybe very light in the afternoon. Maybe I'll have an apple and some yogurt, and then I'll have my dinner. Sometimes I'll skip the yogurt and the apple too. I'm not, like I said, I'm just not very strict with that. On the down day, like I said before, I eat nothing. I only drink the beverages that I stated earlier. What does it mean for me in my everyday life? I like ADF because on my down day, I don't think about food. I don't have to think about the preparation of food. I don't have to think about what I have in the house to make dinner. I don't cook typically. Because I've made so much the day before on my up day that there's enough for everybody else in the house on my down day. So it gives me some free time. It really gives me some free time. And I really, really enjoy
Yeah, I know. I see you out
that.
there biking and all sorts of things, and it's so much you do. Yeah.
And on my up day, I have to say, I really enjoy my food more than I ever did in the past. I've really come to enjoy nutritious, healthy, whole foods very, very much. And that's a real added bonus too.
Yeah, let's talk about that, the importance. I would imagine. The couple of things, like if I was alcohol, for instance, if I was fasting for 42 hours and then I opened my window and I had a couple of wines or a couple of beers and I hadn't eaten for basically 2 days nearly, I would be feeling a pinch with that. I don't know. How does alcohol work in with a person that's doing ADF that hasn't eaten for a couple of days?
Oh, that's a good question, Graham. I don't drink all that much alcohol. I'll have a glass of red wine maybe once a month, but I don't drink a lot of alcohol. I would assume that if you open your fast, or I'm sorry, break your fast with alcohol, it's probably not going to be that great, but I can't say too much to that out of personal experience. I can't imagine it being beneficial for the fast in any way, or breaking the fast.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about that. When you do open your eating window on ADF after 42 hours, is it important to eat something gentle on your stomach, that type of thing? Because I could imagine you could eat some type of foods that could react quite violently and if you know what I mean, like running to the bathroom, that sort of thing.
Right. I think it's very individual. I have to say that I've concentrated on whole foods, natural foods. Certainly, I try to avoid highly processed foods at all times. And I've never really had a problem when I've broken my fast. And that could very well be because of the foods that I'm eating in general. I do think that if I were to break my fast with cake or with chocolate or things that I was really looking forward to eating, I can imagine that I really would have a problem. So my advice would be to people that possibly have sensitive stomachs, which I don't think I have, but to eat something that's easy to digest, hard-boiled eggs, for example, maybe a bone broth, maybe starting out with something like that. Things that are easy to digest is something that I think would be important for people that are having a problem or an issue with that.
Yeah. And also, I mean, alternate day fasting, you're fasting for 42 hours. And if you might be a beginner to it, what are some of the signs you've got to look for in listening to your body? I mean, I'd be worried about something like hypoglycemia, or you might feel a bit dizzy or lightheaded, or you might not feel right or shaky, or whatever it may be. Is that something that people have to be aware of as well and look for?
Certainly, certainly. I think that if you're feeling lightheaded, if you're really feeling dizzy, if you're feeling shaky, all of these things that you just mentioned, break the fast. Break it with something. Break it. You know, I mentioned that I had an experience where I was really hungry. I didn't feel right. It's only happened to me once, but I did not feel right. And I had those sardines and I was okay after that. So break the fast if you're feeling that. By all means, listen to your body. And I think that that's something that fasting helps us with, to really start to listen to our bodies and what we need. Now, that doesn't mean hunger pains. That's not a reason to break the fast, because that generally goes away, right? Drink some water, go out for a walk if you feel like, wow, I have an appetite. That's not a reason to break the fast. But certainly if you are feeling physical things, like the things you just mentioned, break it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
And I know you're pretty keen on exercise. You're out riding your bike, you're walking your beautiful dogs, that sort of thing. And you, whenever you're in France, or you spend your time between France and Germany. So exercise with someone that's been fasted 30, 40 hours, no problem at all. And you thoroughly recommend that?
To say I thoroughly recommend it, again, I think it depends on your situation. It depends on your general health. You may need to see a doctor about that. I personally can do that without any problem whatsoever. But I'm healthy. I've got, very good blood pressure. All my test results are coming back continuously over the past 3 years. Very good, very positive. And I don't have a problem with exercising after being in a fasted state for 36 hours.
Yeah.
In fact, after 36 hours, I find I have an increase in energy. I'm not hungry at the end of my fast, typically.
So you've been doing this for a few years now. If you had to just jot down some of the, what we call the non-scale victories, or the health benefits that you've really seen that's changed your life in many ways, just tell us about some of those.
Okay, I'm going to start first with just the physical things that have changed for me. High blood pressure. I had dangerously high blood pressure. My high blood pressure, I just measured it again this morning, was 115 over 70. I've had that over the course of the last 3 years. Very, very good blood pressure. And it started very quickly on. I think I had been fasting for 3 months and my blood pressure was already at a very good level. So blood pressure, I also had at the start of my fasting, I had acanthosis nigricans, which is a changing of the skin color under the armpits. I had it under my breasts. And if the skin becomes somewhat more leathery and it's darker, and that's generally a sign for at least prediabetes, if not diabetes, that went away, completely went away. I had major digestive issues, really bad. I won't go into detail with that, but it was bad. That's gone. Not too long ago, I posted an embarrassing photo of my feet in the group, because I had a photo that I had taken about 4 years ago. And my feet were, the skin was so dry, the nails looked so unhealthy. It made me think about the calluses that I had on my heels that were so thick. That's gone. It's completely gone. I can go on and on and on and on. Headaches. I always had headaches. Always. I used to take ibuprofen all the time. I haven't had a real headache in about 3 years. But I think also, Graham, I was thinking about this morning, I think mentally, ADF has really helped me realize what we are all capable of, right? So with a little bit of perseverance, with a little bit of consistency, with determination, belief in ourselves, it has helped me so much mentally in realizing, the sky's the limit with many things. Even at this age, I'll be 60 next year, and I'm doing things I wouldn't thought of doing when I was 45.
Yeah.
So it's helped me become mentally so much stronger as well.
I mean, wow, 60 next year. I mean, you forgot about age reversing here. I mean, you seriously have age reversed. There's no question about that. And I mean, this whole new world's open up to you. I mean, I see you riding these bikes across vast distances and just loving life and walking with your dogs, and just the joy on your face when you're doing these things is incredible. So just for you personally, I mean, losing that amount of weight, 60 kilograms or 130 plus pounds over the last few years, what has that done just for you? Just like, for yourself, and meaning the way you think about yourself, the way you move through your day, all of that.
I think it's given me my life back. I'm living again. I think that for so many years I was so, just surviving, really, basically. But I'm just finding so much joy in so many things that it's made life so much more valuable. And I'm so appreciative of so many things now. It's very much a life worth living and a life that I want to continue on with. And all of these sacrifices that I make, these small sacrifices in comparison to what I've gained, are so worth it.
Yeah, I really get that. I truly get that. It is a small sacrifice to make compared to what you get back and the benefits of it. But ADF benefits, I mean, obviously, people ask me about that. Autotrophy, I guess, people that might have problems with loose skin, they're worried about that and they want to do some longer fast. Is that one of them? And is there a few others as well that you know of, just the actual benefits of it, like health benefits, so to speak? Apart from what you just mentioned, are there known health benefits?
I can only refer back to, I think it was the 2019 article in the New England Journal of Mass Medicine, and Madison talks a lot about ADF and how, for example, the lowering of blood pressure in his studies is not only connected to the weight loss, because many people argue, well, you've lost weight, that's why, it's got nothing to do with the fasting. But he says, no, it's not. You can't only explain what's happened to so many people as far as the reduction in blood pressure solely by the weight loss. It's also because of the fasting. I don't have a lot of loose skin. I have a little bit, but it's by no means something that I would even consider a surgery for, because I'm 60. I've had three children. How much of that is from the weight loss? How much of it is from birthing three children and being the age that I am? Is my situation because of autophagy? Is that why I don't have a lot of loose skin? Maybe. I can't say, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out by no means.
Yeah, have you seen a change there over the last 3 years? It was like since you got the weight off, you've noticed that?
In loose skin, yes, I have noticed. It's been slow, but I definitely have noticed. I'm not sure if it's from the physical exercise that I'm now doing, if that's helped, or if it's purely from autophagy, or if it's a mix of the two. Again, I wouldn't rule autophagy out as far as the tightening up of my skin.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they get stuck on weight loss plateaus, that sort of thing, when they're living an intermittent fasting lifestyle. And I guess, like I said before, you just want to try something different, then ADF's that pathway. But what happens if they go into an ADF and how long should they give it before they start thinking, well, this isn't working either, and it's time to maybe go to their doctors, and that's the last box they need to tick, get some blood results, that sort of thing?
I would give ADF, personally, I'd give it a few weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks before I really give up on it. It's going to take a while for the body to adjust, I think. Give it some time. And if it's still not working, then certainly go see a doctor. Maybe there's something else in play.
I'd imagine you'd have to have a really good mental constitution to be successful at ADF, because you'd really have to have that discipline and focus to be able to do that and to fast for that period of time, and then have the discipline to perhaps complement that effort that you've just made with the nutritious meals on that up day. So that's a mental thing for me. I think you must be very strong mentally as well.
With some things, yes. but I think that what happened with me is I did take a very unusual route. I dived into it. Yeah. I didn't dive into ADF. I kind of slithered into it. There was a day where I was so busy and I was in somebody else's house and I didn't have the opportunity to eat. And I was like, wow, well, you know, I got home, it was late, and I thought, I'm just not going to eat today. Wow. And I woke up and I was alive the next morning. I survived a whole day of not eating. And I think that that helped me in many ways. And also the fact that I lost weight fairly quickly really, really helped. I got so motivated through that, because I think for so many years before that, I wasn't a dieter. I had dieted maybe for 3 days and thought, oh, forget it. You know, it was a joke in the family. Oh, mom's starting a diet. Well, that'll last 6 hours, right? So I never really dieted. And I think that's because I really didn't have any hope. I really didn't think anything was going to work for me. I could not see myself going to a Weight Watchers program, because I thought, well, what happens when I end it? Or, you know, buying special drinks or mixes, because what happens when I stop taking it? I had seen enough people lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. And, you know, I just thought, for what? And with the fasting, I think I realized fairly quickly on, this could be a lifestyle change. This could really help me. And when I started to lose that weight, it just, you know, I became euphoric. I was so motivated. And that was a huge help for me. And I think that that's something that also helped me, is that I identified myself, and I heard this, I believe, in the Facebook group from somebody who wrote this. It's important to identify yourself as a faster. And I think that's something that I did unconsciously. I became a faster. And that really helped, I think, with my mindset and my ability to make it a lifestyle change, because that's what it is. At the end of the day, it has to be a lifestyle change, yeah, right, in order to be successful.
It does, because now you're in a situation where you've been in maintenance for a few years. I can't imagine you'd ever want to go back to just normal 3 meals a day and snacks ever again. You'd never want to go back to that.
Brand new, right. No, I don't. I'll never go back to it. I think that I may, you know, what I'm doing right now, I didn't fast last week. I was in Holland with my brother and with the kids and my husband. And I didn't fast last week. And I was so looking forward to it, to getting back to my normal schedule. I'll never go back to 3 meals a day. Never. But I will be very flexible with my fasting schedule. That I will be. And I am.
Because you split your time between two countries, France and Germany, obviously known for great food, that sort of thing, particularly France, where you've got a place out in Brittany there, and something I'm looking forward to getting over to France and see what sort of food they've got in there. It's in a culture, but that must be difficult too when you're moving between two places and you're traveling. How do you fit your lifestyle around that? Because a lot of people say, well, you know, I need to fit my lifestyle around vacations and that sort of thing. So when you're doing alternate day fasting, is there a bit of planning there, or you just live your life and you say, today I'm not eating, it doesn't matter what you're doing?
Well, I tend to spend several weeks, many weeks throughout the year in France. So I don't do that. I try to stick to my schedule in France as much as I can. Like you said, they're known for good food, and yeah, they have a lot of it there. So I don't really see that as a vacation because I'm also doing a lot of work there. There's a lot of work. We have an old house there, and there's always a lot of work to be done in the garden, on the house, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not necessarily a vacation for me. Last week, I was in Holland with my family, as I said. That was a vacation. And my parents are from Holland, so we went grocery shopping there because we were on a boat. And we had to prepare our own meals and foods. And I was buying things that I knew to be treats as a child, right? So when we would get visitors over from Holland, people would bring this special kind of chocolate that they put on the bread there called marsjes, or, you know, all kinds of other things that I'd seen in the grocery store. And I was eating them. And I look at the ingredients list, high fructose corn syrup, thinking, oh, this is not good. But in those situations, getting back to the idea of a vacation, I let myself go to a certain extent. I wasn't fasting. I was eating three, maybe four meals a day with some snacks. But I think that fasting has become such a part of my life. And I do identify myself as a faster. I am a faster. That after that week, I couldn't wait to get back to my fasting schedule. So that week's not going to kill me. I probably put on a pound or two. I'm sure I did. But I'm right back to my schedule because I know and I feel that it's the right thing for me.
Yeah.
And my body.
Life is to be lived, and vigilance without obsession that we talk about a lot.
I love that quote. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it's about for me. I mean, I don't call myself, you know, I don't say to people I'm doing intermittent fasting. I just say, look, I'm vigilant without being obsessed about it. And, you know, I'll wake up in the morning. I don't really think about it. I fast till, you know, a point in time in the day where I eat. I like to eat once a day. And, you know, for me, it's a social thing as well to eat with my lovely wife, Lou, in the evening. And I just want to do that. And, you know, I just don't think that I want to settle into an up day, down day, because, you know, I got to this point just by doing the OMAD sort of experience that I like to do. But everybody's got to find their own way. Everybody's got to find their own pathway. And that's all right. Protocols have their pros and cons. And I think, yeah, if you are having a bit of a challenge with OMAD and you're not doing that well, but you've done everything right, like you've given it a go, like 6-12 months is what I say to people. And then maybe look at ADF. But I would suggest that if people are brand new to fasting, and I mean, I take my hat off to you for diving straight in. Maybe you didn't know any different, but I would always say to people, look, at least try to get the clean fast nail first and then build up that fasting period, maybe by doing an extra 15 minutes a day until you're building up to those hours, until you feel equipped to be able to do it. Because I feel sometimes people might dive into it when they're not experienced and then they start thinking it's hard. We don't want this to be hard. It's not boot camp. We don't want people to feel the fasting's hard. Because then they're going to fall off and they're going to say, no, I'm not doing that. And they'll reject it and they'll say, this is a bad idea. So this is something that I think we need to qualify a little bit.
I think that's very true. I think that I'm a real exception there. I think that I've said this several times before, I'm an extremely impatient person. And I think it was, for me, the right way to go. And I would do it again. But I think for a lot of people, for the majority of people, it's better to start out slower, to work yourself up gradually to ADF. And I would also like to mention another thing. Physically, I did have a problem after 3 months doing ADF the way I did it, by jumping into it. And I had experienced hair loss after 3 months, which there's a term for it, and it escapes me at the moment, but there's a medical term for it. After 3 months of doing ADF, you know, we're jumping into it, not having any fasting experience before, I started to experience hair loss. But everything else was going very well. My blood pressure was good, finally. You know, the doctor was amazed at what I had achieved in such a short period of time. But nevertheless, I had hair loss, which did bother me because it's a stress signal, I think, that the body was sending me. But I kept fasting, and the hair loss after probably 2 months stabilized. And then after about 5 months, my hair started to grow back stronger, healthier, and thicker than it ever had been before. So I see that the initial hair loss as a stress signal that my body was experiencing because of the sudden change from eating nonstop all day, eating everything, to, you know, being very, very strict with myself and doing the ADF. Just something to,
That's quite incredible when you think about it, because, you know, it's a rewire of how we eat. It's a rewire of how we think about food. And I mean, with OMAD, you know, you start off by maybe doing a 16 and 8 or an 18 and 6 or something like that. But when you start ADF straight off the bat like that, man, that's got to be hard sometimes. But I really congratulate you on your journey. It's been inspirational. I don't know how many people that you've inspired and motivated to continue on this path. And now, so I remember speaking to you a couple of years ago there about what the fasting scene's like in Germany and France and that sort of thing. Do you think more people are aware of fasting in Europe now than maybe perhaps what they were a couple of years ago? Or do you see it mentioned more or not really?
You know, Germany does have a fasting tradition. They've got the Buchberger Clinic. I'm not sure if you heard of that, but they are very, very... well, they're internationally known for their fasting clinic and for their practices. They do more of, you know, they do a lot with bone broths. So the people will have three times a day a juice and a bone broth. So it's not real fasting for autophagy, I don't think, but they cure many illnesses. I know they have huge success rates with arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, for example, digestive issues, huge, huge success rates. But I would say in my everyday life, I don't think it's become that much more popular or known as to when I started 3.5 years ago. I can't say that. I think, you know, I still get shocked responses from people when I say, you know, that I'm a faster.
Yeah, I think that's true. I definitely don't think it's mainstream at all. And I don't think it ever will be. And that's because we have the thing called big pharma and food companies that don't want it to be mainstream. I mean, if it was mainstream, they would be out of business, wouldn't they? Let's face it. So
that's right.
They will sponsor every study out there that's negative about ADF or negative about, you know, intermittent fasting in general for a reason, and it's called profit. And so that's why when you see these negative studies, you have to dig in and find out who actually funded them for a start.
Exactly.
But I think that study, you know, we have to also look at the pros of it too. I mean, that study you mentioned there, the 2019 New England Journal of Medicine study on intermittent fasting, well, a collation of papers and Dr. Mark Madsen referring to there, I think that's probably the best reading material of all that you can actually do. It's very, very unbiased. It's straight out, right to the point. And I think it's great, that particular study. But I can't tell you how inspiring it's been to chat to you again today. And thank you for coming on and clarifying some stuff about ADF. And I'm so proud of you and so thrilled for you. And the journey you've had and the inspiration that you've given others has been absolutely amazing. And thank you for joining us here on the Fasting Highway again.
Graham, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, really, for all you do. And I would like to say too that the Fasting Highway group has really had such an important impact on my weight loss journey. Being part of a group, I think, is so, so important, not just in the weight loss phase, but certainly now in the maintenance phase. It helps. It just helps, especially with something like fasting, because it's not mainstream. So for me, it's so important to be part of a community where you can share things and where you can be open about things that might that you might be dealing with at the time with the fasting or with, you know, whatever it might be. Thank you, Graham. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you for all the work you do as a moderator in our group. And as I said, keep on inspiring and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Graham. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much, Marianne. What a wonderful explanation of ADF alternate day fasting that was. And I think I have a very clear picture now of some of the challenges that people face when it comes to alternate day fasting, and certainly some of the benefits that you've explained. And your own journey has been truly remarkable, as I said at the start of the show. One of the most amazing transformations I think I've ever seen.
But if you want to go back and listen to Marianne's earlier episodes, I'd really suggest you do that. But thank you once again, Marianne, and we look forward to talking to you in 6 to 12 months down the track and see where you are with your ADF lifestyle. Okay, folks, as heard in the podcast, this is brought to you by our Patreon members community. Without the support of our patrons, we simply couldn't bring this podcast to you each and every week. We really need your help to do that. You get some great benefits back from joining the Patreon community. 2 accountability meetings a month via Zoom, hosted by myself. It's been amazing, those meetings. It really has. The progress I see in people that have made over the last couple of months has been fantastic. People making friends, fasting buddies from their local communities around the world. It's been really great. So you'll find the link in the show notes there to go and find out what the Patreon community is all about at www.patreon.com/thefastinghighway. Until next week, be well, be safe, and remember, clean fasting is everlasting.